This is Grandma's Feather Bed, alto and second soprano. I'm not going to take all the repeats, I'll just go straight through. When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month, end or so. We'd have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a big, great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a great big... It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs. One more time. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun in Grandma's feather bed. Going on to page 6. After supper, we'd sit around the fire. The old folks spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed, and then it DS's, but let's go in and do the coda on page 8. The sopranos go, I love my Pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle and wrestled with my cousin and even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh! But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I trade them all for the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. I trade them all plus the gal down the road. Well, maybe I should think twice about the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bunch of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.